Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend these next few moments together in this busy Christmas holiday season, that we can take just a few moments to reflect on the real reason for the season, and that is God's heart toward mankind. God so loved the world that He gave Jesus, His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on Him would not perish. Beloved, the world today is in chaos. The individuals of the world are running to and fro, looking for happiness, for significance, for meaning in everywhere but the source of significance, meaning, and peace, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. People say that don't understand, oh, there's many ways to God. Or literally, there's this attitude today that, you know, everyone is going to go to heaven. Well, beloved, that's not the case. Jesus was very clear about it. There's only one way to God, which is why the world hates Christianity, because the way of the world, the way of the adversary is, oh, there's many different ways. We just reject in with today's modern intellectualism and our sophisticated technology that there are a multiplicity of ways of truth and understanding and getting results. Well, beloved, God's way is simple. If you want to be preserved, if you want to be saved, there's one way, and God paid a tremendous price. He sent Jesus, and Jesus, what it cost Him to leave the Father, and what He endured all those years He lived in the flesh, beloved, not to mention what He did in His sufferings and death, what it cost Him. God has done all that He could do. He could not do any more. The atonement is complete, and it's up to us as individuals to make that choice. He's given man free will, and if you're a Christian, you're listening to this broadcast because you said yes to God. Beloved, man is an eternal spirit. His spirit will never die, and where you go depends on what you do with Jesus. If you reject and refuse Him, then there's heaven or hell. God wants to send no one to hell. He created hell for Satan and the evil angels who sinned and rebelled with Him. He did not want man ever to have to experience that dreadful place. But if we refuse Him, if we say no, we're not interested, we don't want you, well then God has no choice but to honor man's free will, and as a result, there's no hope of salvation. And so, beloved, God doesn't want that. While there's life, beloved, there still is hope. And we've been talking about Jesus as the source of peace. Let me read some beautiful verses found in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Jesus is returning again as a mighty King. He's coming as the Prince of Peace to restore peace on this earth where there's never been peace ever since the Garden of Eden. And we've continued in our suffering because we've rejected God's offer of peace, and only those who reach out and receive Jesus have peace with God. Now, that Hebrew meaning of peace conveys a sense of total well-being, and it's well-being in physical health, in healing, in blessing, prosperity, salvation, security. It basically covers every aspect of our lives, every possible need. And beloved, that's only found in covenant relationship with God Himself through the blood of Jesus. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 17, the word says, "And Jesus came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh." Through Jesus, God's perfect expression of love for man and the world He created, He established basically, if you will, if you can hear it, a link between earth and heaven so that peace would reign. That's something very exciting to think about, that even in our present world, even in our existence, while the peace that is eventually going to come to this earth when Jesus returns, we're not able to experience now, but in our spirits, in our souls, we can experience peace. I'd like to share with you a couple of verses from Psalm 85, and I'll be reading verses 10 through 11, which declare, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven." And let me just finish the two verses of that psalm. "Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps." Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. But as we looked at those two verses that I'm focusing on, 10 and 11, we see that it says righteousness and truth have kissed each other. And basically, that occurred in the person of Jesus Christ. There can be no peace until righteousness and truth meet. And where do mercy and truth meet together? Where do righteousness and peace kiss each other? Where but in the child that was born so many years ago in Bethlehem, the son that was given, that Isaiah spoke about. All these are brought together in one person who can and will release peace to the whole world. Let's look at it this way. The mercy of God brings man to truth. Thank God. Because it's His grace that draws us. Every man has gone astray. Everyone, we're like sheep, have gone astray. Everyone, there's none that seek after righteousness. And God looked for an intercessor, someone who would stand in the gap. He found none. And He brought forth Jesus to be able to establish that. And what do we see about truth? Well, Thy word is truth. That's what we see in God's word, and truth establishes God's righteousness, and righteousness results in peace. He is our peace because righteousness and truth meet together in Him. In Psalm 85 and 11, notice that truth springs from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. So here are the conditions for peace. From earth, a child is born, truth incarnate in the flesh on earth. That's Jesus. This truth was revealed by the Father in His Son. The truth in Christ sprang from the earth. Now let's look at it from heaven. Righteousness is looking down upon what? The Father is looking down upon His Son on the cross. Think of that. Can you just relate for a moment to think of what Jesus endured on the cross? You know, I remember once when I was going through a very, very painful and difficult time, and I was really grieving in behalf of someone who was going through a great deal of suffering, and I cried out to God, and it was, He let me understand that, you know, I don't know how you have heard, but I have heard that the Father is holy, He is righteous, He cannot look at sin. And so when Jesus became sin for us, he turned his eyes away. He could not look at sin. But the Lord, in a very precious moment, let me realize that his heart was breaking as he looked at Jesus, all that he was suffering, his sinless purity, his obedience, his willingness to suffer because that's what his father wanted. He cried out to his father in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Lord, all things are possible with you. Is there not some other way we can do this?" And he said, "Nonetheless, Father, I will be willing to do what you want." And so the father's heart, Jesus died of a broken heart, but the father's heart was broken in those moments when he was ministering to me when I was in such pain. He let me understand the pain that was in his heart as he looked down from heaven upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment now to read Isaiah 53, and I want to read verses 6 through 11. "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." This is what Jesus did for us on the cross. That little babe that was born over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, he grew to be a man, to be the perfect atonement, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.